From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Crews are making progress to restore power for all the Vermont homes and businesses in the dark since Sunday's windstorm. Nearly 8,000 homes and businesses are still without electricity, and utilities say it could be the weekend before everyone is back online. There are three shelters available for anyone who needs them in Milton, Barry, and Middlebury. And Vermont Emergency Management Director Erica Borneman says people should not hesitate to use them.
And we really want people to know that shelters are not an all or nothing deal. You don't have to go and spend the night. If you want to go and just get a hot shower, you know, just have some downtime, some place to warm up, it's a good place to go.
Green Mountain Power says additional contract line crews arrived yesterday in the state. They expect all of their customers to be online by Saturday. Montpelier Mayor John Holler says he will not seek re-election in March. Holler was first elected in 2012 and is serving his third term. In a statement, Holler said he has mixed emotions about the decision and that it's been an honor to serve as the capital city's mayor. Holler said the city has made significant progress to make Montpelier more affordable, vibrant, sustainable, and economically healthy. Vermont State Police say an arrest warrant has been issued for a Massachusetts man in the shooting deaths of two people whose badly burned bodies were found in their Townsend home last week. Police said Wednesday 46-year-old Justin Orwat of Springfield, Massachusetts, is being charged with aggravated murder and first-degree arson following the fire that was reported Friday. He's currently being jailed in Massachusetts on unrelated charges. The victims have been identified as 43-year-old Stephen Lovely and 35-year-old Amanda Sanderson. A former police officer accused of stealing heroin from a police evidence locker and giving it to a woman he was having an intimate relationship with has pleaded not guilty to federal drug charges. Former Royalton officer John Brault was arraigned Tuesday on heroin and marijuana distribution charges. The complaint filed by an FBI agent says Brault supplied the woman with drugs this summer. The complaint says the drugs came from a drug bust in Royalton and the department's prescription drug take-back box. And a Moortown man says he's lucky to be alive after spending 12 hours pinned underneath a tree that fell on his yurt in Sunday's windstorm. Anthony Kessler suffered no broken bones but has extensive tissue damage and might lose a leg as a result. He's currently hospitalized at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Today's Eye on the Sky forecast details: breezy with rain tapering off except remaining likely far north, highs near 60 today. Cloudy, scattered showers north tonight, temperatures holding in the 50s, and tomorrow, Friday, again, breezy, showers tapering off through midday, highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s, steady or falling in the afternoon. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.